On this episode of No Common Sense, Argentinian gets caught kissing boob, Xbox VR, it's election night in America, and Marvel movie updates. Again. And we're back with No Common Sense, the stupidest podcast on the internet.
Dang it, who broke a door?
Okay, alright, so disclaimer, we are playing Minecraft, and also Jared is kind of ill, so if he has a coughing fit, we do apologize.
It's not Corona, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah, someone else here is actually sick, too.
Yeah, and it is me, and it actually is Corona, so...
I didn't know if you were going to discuss that or not, but...
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It's fine now.
Go to your room. Go to your room. You're in quarantine. Go to your room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Quarantine.
He's in our Minecraft world. We're sending him to his room. But he's probably been down here for more than 15 minutes, so we're probably all going to get sick.
Yeah.
We're going to get Minecraft COVID. All right, but,
yeah.
All right, so tonight, the night that we're recording this is election night as well. So we're going to have some of our takes on that. Well, I will, and Noah will be joining me on that.
I will, yes.
And Levi and Jared are free to join if they wish, but they probably won't.
Never.
Yeah, seems like they don't want to. So, so let's get this underway. Before we do, we got to hear from our sponsor.
Bread.
All right, we're back. So,
wait, do you guys actually have, like, a sponsor? Like, real good, do you guys actually have, like, a sponsor or something like that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's Anchor, podcast. Really? Yeah, the podcast platform.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought y'all were just, like, making jokes.
Nope.
the first time I was actually, like, in a podcast, I thought y'all were just, like, sorry, hold on. making jokes.
Nope. If you listen to the podcast on Spotify or wherever,
got Spotify.
Yeah, we're thinking about putting it on Pandora, but we're gonna wait a year because
Pandora.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get us on Pandora. There's no guarantee.
Eli, a little horse.
But we are on iHeartRadio.
Yes, we are.
Anyways. So, in the order that we're going in tonight, I think it's going to be Noah, then me, because Levi was constantly in the middle for, I think, like two episodes he was in the middle. So, I'll probably go next, and then Levi, and then Jared, because this is his first regular episode of the podcast.
Whoa.
So, that's how the order is going to be tonight. I'm a little bit out of my game. I went to bed at 6 in the morning, and then... almost slept in the afternoon, so I'm a little off my game right now. So, Noah, do you want to go ahead and start?
I will. I'm a little off the game too. But anyways, my article is actually from The Guardian again, and this is a political thing. But it's not in this country, and it's something hilarious. Okay?
Hold on, we should clarify United States, just in case people didn't realize.
Right. But, anyways, this has been back from a while back that I saved this. It was released Friday, the 25th, September of 2020. So, the article reads, Argentinian politician quits after kissing partner's breasts in online legislative session.
Oh God! This actually reminds me of the journalist who got caught flipping his wee-wee.
Yeah.
During a Zoom call.
Hang on. Are we like five?
I don't know.
Okay, it's fine.
I feel like I'm something.
Punting his pee-pee.
That doesn't make it any better, Cameron.
Playing with his dinker.
Cam, did I miss something? Levi says,
flailing about his twig and berries.
Levi, we're hanging out with five-year-olds.
Oh, I've had too much fun with this.
Levi, we're hanging out with five-year-olds.
I know we are.
Anyways, I will continue on. I won't read the whole article because the whole article is like, you can read it for yourself. But anyways, this is a legislator in Argentina. Yeah, no.
Levi, you're breaking through Noah's floor up here.
I don't care.
Yeah, and I'm saying that kind of clashes with the blue and red.
He's been forced to resign after he's seen kissing his girlfriend's bare breast during an online congressional debate.
Okay. Why are people acting so indecent during Zoom calls? Like, come on.
Well, according to this, if you read on, he thought he was offline during the incident, but obviously he wasn't.
Yeah.
Bro, also, if you want like the titty, you gotta get the titty, though.
And yeah, and the thing is, apparently, according to him, his girlfriend just got breast implants, and he was, you know, called her over there to see, I guess, how they looked, felt, all the above.
Gotta do the routine check.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bro, but like, why would he get, like, in trouble over that? Because if you need titty, you need titty.
Now you are being the child.
Nonsense.
Anyways, if you go ahead and read on, it just states that he pretty much resigned from it because, like, immediately after he found out that he was online when he thought he was offline, he's like, you know what, I've just resigned from my position, so.
Yeah, whereas that other guy that was beating his meat didn't get fired, which he probably would have.
Wow.
Wow.
He only got a suspension.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. He didn't get fired.
Well, at least this Argentinian had some, you know, decency. Respect. Yeah, decency and respect.
Yeah. Here's the moral of the lesson, though. If you're doing something, like, if you're, like, anywhere near a computer and you were in a meeting, just don't do anything inappropriate. Like,
yeah.
Just don't. But like, if you know moves. If you know that you were... Oh, I just fell through the floor. I was going through my darkroom maze, and I guess I forgot the format. Anyways, I mean, like, if you're gonna do something indecent, though, like, why can't you do it in private?
I mean, yeah.
That's my point.
Because, titty.
Okay.
Yeah, we know who's the child here.
That's my argument.
It's a good argument.
Okay, but... I mean, like, so what do you guys have a preference for? Tits or butts?
Both. I'm a man of... I love both.
I'm a man of many cultures.
I could go for both.
Okay.
Both are nice. But I honestly like myself a butt a lot more.
I see.
Boobs.
Boobs, man. Sorry, guys.
Gotta get that out in the open someday.
You know what? You know, I think I might have to put a sexual warning on this podcast episode.
Why?
Bro, who doesn't like just like Jared, just like, but why?
But why? Like boobs.
Who doesn't like boobs? I only one person that don't like boobs.
Okay, I mean, like, I get it. It's just, like, I don't talk about it. I get it.
Why?
Because I don't. I don't want to.
Bro, me and my brother will sit here in this chair and have a conversation about boobs anytime.
Talk about the Fort Knox boobs.
Oh, Fort Knox boobs. Hard to get into, but worth it when you can.
Okay. I think, like, doesn't anime kind of feel this? Like,
I don't watch anime, so.
Question. Like, because I feel like a lot of anime people talk about the boobs. names on the characters a lot.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What'd
you do around here, Levi?
There's definitely some fan service in some animes.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm done with my topic, if you'd like to get on with yours.
Mine? Oh, yeah. Right. I announced the order. Duh. Just a little distracted by boobs and butts time.
Best distraction.
I mean, I get distracted too.
I didn't even hear that because I was grabbing my iPad, so I'm just gonna pretend that didn't happen.
I seriously thought it was like because I was just grabbing my dick. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Noah!
What?
I don't question Noah anymore. He's the weird one. Wait,
I'm the weird one? Yeah. Mr. Fort Knox boobs over here.
Personally, I kind of prefer the Empire State Building boobs. A bit easier to... It's easier to access the shoot.
But what about pyramid boobs?
What? So when you fly, what? So? Oh golly.
Anyways, Cameron, if you'd like to continue with your topic for this week.
Oh god.
I'm pretty happy to talk about boobs.
Jared, go do your own podcast then.
The Pervert Show with Jared Jones. I'm gonna have to censor that last part. actually, no, you have announced your full name, haven't you? In stuff before, haven't you?
Jared has.
One thing.
Yeah, you have before, so I'm just going to disregard that so your last name will be in this podcast episode.
Alright, whatever.
Just okay. Don't give any names of locations.
Yeah.
We haven't announced what state. Well, you know, actually, Jones is a very common last name, so it should be fine.
It is a very common last name, yeah.
So it should be fine. So is Hill. Yeah. So. Alright, so. Anyways.
Mine's not, so don't be saying mine.
Yep. Well.
I don't even know your last name, though.
Shush.
Alright. So, tonight is election night! Boo.
Yeah, boo. I feel you.
I'm gonna stand in the fire.
Yeah. So, right now, Biden is slightly leading at 223 electoral votes, and Trump's got 174.
What is this, an auction?
Going once, going twice. Sold to Donald Trump, hopefully. Anyways. That would be like an entertaining, like if someone did an election night coverage like that, that'd be entertaining.
Okay, Cameron, I'm just saying now, you just lost like 20 viewers with that sentence right there.
We've mentioned our political views before.
I know.
Cameron, you're saying if there's someone that was like narrating the election, it's like they're auctioning the United States to the next guy.
Yep.
Pretty much.
We have Nebraska for 25.
Yeah, also, it looks like the tides have kind of turned. Trump was leading in the popular vote, but now Biden is leading in the popular right now. Have they declared any more states?
I'm not entirely sure.
Tug, I don't know. You're the ones keeping track of this.
I was asking Noah because he's also supposed to be looking at this.
Well, I do know that they just, this is on Fox News, they just declared Minnesota as, Biden winning.
Yeah. Apple News, the Apple News one that I'm looking at seems to be a bit behind because they called Florida on Fox News a long time ago and now,
the Associated Press
just called Florida on Apple News.
Some of the
other states have been, filled in as well, like Ohio, that wasn't filled in a little while ago. It looks like Hawaii went to Biden. That's no shock.
Yeah.
I think Alaska will probably go to Trump. What do you say,
Biden?
Biden. I ain't no pedo.
I don't sniff children.
Oh my god. I don't say Medicare. Have you seen that? He said no. Medicap or Medicapacare or something like that. Oh God. If he becomes our president, like, oh God. He talks to the House of Representatives and he's just like, I'm going to pass Medicapacare.
But no, no, I asked about Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin?
I'm sure. I don't know. That's going to be a close one, but I think Trump's going to get it.
Yeah, like it seems like it's been leaning Trump all night. let me actually pull it up. Oh, Minnesota, they called Biden. Or did you just say that?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay. Minnesota, okay, Michigan. Michigan right now is going for Trump. Wisconsin.
It's only 100,000 votes ahead, Trump is.
Wisconsin is 51%. And right now, yeah, about 100,000. So, yeah.
Well, here's my take of the whole thing. If Trump can get Texas, and it, according to Fox, he already has, but it's not guaranteed. Obviously, none of this is guaranteed. Mm-hmm. But if Trump can take Texas and Pennsylvania, he's got a good shot.
You also have to remember Georgia.
Yeah, that's true, Georgia. But Georgia is looking okay.
I think it looks like. I think Wisconsin and Michigan, like, if you can get both of those, yeah, I think, like, that's also going to swing it in his favor. You know, the one that shocks me is Arizona going to Biden. Like, I think, really, I do think...
okay, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here watching Fox News right now, and Biden's doing... On his Biden HQ, he's talking, and he seriously looks dead inside. I'm not even joking. If you look at his eyes, he looks like he's, like, not there.
Okay, he hasn't
was
been
he ever
there
to begin with?
Yeah, like...
Yes.
I don't know. Like, okay, don't take any of my... Okay, I'm just putting a little warning out there to anyone listening. Don't take any of my comments too seriously. I could really care less about politics. I'm just saying things I think it might be funny.
Yes, and... Also, Levi, you remember how... You know how the goats would start targeting random animals in Minecraft?
Okay, let's not talk about Minecraft. Let them be another thing.
Oh, sorry. I'll talk to you about that here in a second, then.
Yeah, I think it's... We've kind of determined that we talk about video game stuff that we're doing at the same time, so that's fine. But you were saying something, Levi, about...
Like, No, I'm already done.
Okay. One of the states I'm disappointed in is Illinois. Like, come on, guys.
Fine. Well, hang on. Let me... If you actually look at the... look at the chart... There it is. It's actually not that. I mean, it's not that bad. You just got to think. It's only 500,000 votes off, and all that's because of frickin' Cook County, mostly.
Yeah, and they haven't quite declared 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think different states. Right now, I'm seeing that look empty. Although I do see another blue county. It's in the like top. Right corner, I think that's like by Iowa.
Obviously, I'm not going to state our county, but obviously our county's red.
Obviously.
Most of Illinois is actually red. If you actually look
obviously.
At a map. If you look at a map, most of Illinois is actually a Republican, but because of Chicago, we always lean Democrat because of that.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this. Like.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's odd. That's why, like, literally every single time an election comes up, they automatically put Illinois as a Democrat, like, for the electoral votes, because, I mean...
Yeah, I like this.
You know what?
Well, Illinois hasn't been Republican in, gosh, how long? How many years?
A long time, and we are lucky to get Rauner as a governor, which he did an awful job. Just
I will admit that he is awful.
Well, no, I'm going to answer your question with one word, and yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go. I don't know, I don't really have any...
Nice contribution.
I'm just kind of flying around.
Contribution?
Contribution?
I honestly thought about donating to Trump this year, but I didn't.
Well. So, he's still gonna win anyways.
Yeah, this is kind of like we said, this is a very, I would say this is probably a moderate leaning podcast because we have two that can care less, and then we have two Republicans, so.
Okay, I wouldn't say I care less. I would say I'm neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, my views as well, if you support Biden, I don't hate you. I'm not going to call you stupid. And I also ask.
He's just going to say that you're wrong.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I mean, and they can, and technically they're allowed to say I'm wrong too. I want mutual respect. I hate when I'm called a racist or.
Just making jokes.
Yeah, I know. Homophobic just because I voted for Trump. No, I'm not talking about just you. I'm just talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
In general.
Hey, Noah. You're totally homophobic. Even though you're gay.
I have stated that in a video, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Wait, no, really?
Even though it's not. No, it's not true.
No, it's not true, dude. Oh.
It's a joke.
Dude,
I was about to say, Noah, back away 5 feet.
I like boobs too much.
You like boobs?
Boob.
You can find some transgender men with some breast implants.
Yeah, that's gross.
No.
Jared. No. Jared, what'd you think?
I think it was pretty good. Maybe you do something more with like these side, like the sides over here. Not like the window. If you want to move the window, you can. But like just like something over here.
You know what I'm worried about though is like with all these mail-in ballots, because we're gonna have delayed results. Like there's certain states where they're not gonna have all the results till like after
next week or the week after. Like it's next week, the end of next week, I think.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Why did the Supreme Court allow that?
I don't know. But also, you want to know what I find ironic? I think. No. Very funny. No.
That was hilarious.
What I actually find ironic is, I don't know if it was in Pittsburgh or not, but the polling place in Pennsylvania had a water break in like the actual polling place, and they had to postpone it 4 hours.
Yeah. Also, hey, you actually gave some useful information earlier before the podcast started. Jared, do you want to say what it was?
Which one?
Remember the polling place that was.
Oh, yeah. The one of the pollers, like one like the ballot counters. Yeah, polling place, one of the ballot counters. He is confirmed to be tampering with pro-Trump votes by shredding them. He even like commented about it on Instagram, I do believe. What the thing said.
Oh my god.
In Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, this election's definitely eerie, alright.
Nancy
Pelosi.
This election, it's I don't know.
Shit.
Yeah. Like it's like I don't want to point fingers without all the proof, cuz not every single person is going to be rigging it, but there's just these slight people like that who likes to do crap like that. It's just for crying out loud.
Yeah, I've also
just
heard
to make like a quick just make like an extra like an extra pay on their salary or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
they
yeah.
actually found some evidence of ballot tampering in Texas. There's this woman that was basically swapping. Like she was swapping, like she was basically convincing old people to change their votes on ballots. And she was getting paid by a Republican candidate, so it wasn't just Democrats.
Oh yeah, it's totally wrong.
Oh yeah.
Totally wrong. Just
yeah. So just to be clear, both parties have been known to have some dirty tactics from time to time. So,
yeah, which
you know.
And I do not condone any corrupt activities at all.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I know y'all are still talking about like all this stuff, but I saw a meme today. This guy actually, I didn't tell if he was on some, but he was in a polling place. It was and like someone took a picture of it. His pants were down and underwear were down in the polling booth. Like he was like peeing in a urinal.
That's what it feels like.
The caption said, sir, that's not how this works.
mean, it's not, he's not wrong. The elections are kind of a mess. They're kind of shitty. So, I mean, like,
yeah,
you know.
That looks pretty good, Levi.
Thank you.
I was going to say something else, and I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Lost your thought of train?
Yes. Well, I guess we can move on to another topic.
All right.
That was funny.
All right, so since I'm going to be breaking away from all this political nonsense, to bring you some news from the Marvel universe.
By
the honest, that's much more entertaining than this.
Yeah, to be honest,
it is. Later on this year, we will be getting episodes of the series WandaVision on Disney Plus. It has also been said that the series Falcon and Winter Soldier has finished filming. Spider-Man 3 with Tom Holland has started its filming. Really looking forward to that. We've heard that some rumor casting about the previous two Spider-Men showing up.
Wow, Tobey Maguire, best Spider-Man.
I would agree. Tobey Maguire is good, and Andrew Garfield, they're both good. I like
Tobey Maguire. We don't talk about Andrew Garfield.
I still think he did a pretty good job. It's just he's probably my least favorite out of them. Tom Holland's probably my second, because like I said, Tobey Maguire is my favorite.
And most people grew up with Tobey
Maguire.
Make sure you buy some Tomy toys, everyone.
Sit there with Jared when you meet him. He's like, Tomy, come here.
And I just recently saw that some actors and actresses have arrived in London to begin filming Doctor Strange 2.
Nice.
Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, London.
Which Doctor Strange 2 is being directed by the same man that directed the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films, Sam Raimi.
Sam Ramen.
Sand Raymond.
Sandman.
So. That's really all I have for my Marvel segment.
Just
some updates about some things going into production, and other things filming, like wrapping up their filming.
Levi, let me ask this question: is there say about what villains are gonna be in the third Spider-Man Tom Holland movie?
We've heard that. Jamie Foxx has been cast as Electro.
Nice.
And he played the same character in The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, nice.
So he's a returning actor to the same role, just he's going to be playing a different Electro to that film. It won't be the same Electro.
Like he's going to be like a comic book.
I have no idea how the costume's going to look.
This ain't Pokemon.
Honestly, I'd go maybe alternate universe. I know nothing about Marvel, though, so I'm meh.
All I know is that Marvel seems to be really building up this idea of a multiverse. They're really trying to make the multiverse a thing.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to be to where Spider-Man 3 is going to be called Spider-Man Homeworld, and it's going to have Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, we're going to have, like, a live-action Spider-Verse thing going on. WandaVision is going to be about a parallel universe, and then Doctor Strange, it's in the name Multiverse of Madness. They're really trying to build up a multiverse.
Here's the question. If they end up doing that, if they end up casting Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, are they going to have that literal meme in real life about Spider-Man's pointing at each other?
I don't know. I've heard... Oh, that'd be hilarious. Okay, don't quote me on this. I've seen a rumor that... With Tobey Maguire's casting for Spider-Man 3, he may not be playing Spider-Man, but he may actually be playing Uncle Ben.
Oh, no, that would be...
No, too many Uncle Bens have died.
I've heard a rumor that Tobey Maguire might be playing Uncle Ben.
And too many enemies have died as well as stupid PS4 Spider-Man. I actually cried during that scene in the... In the PS4 Spider-Man game. It was sad.
I did see another article saying that Tom Holland is actually upset about the casting of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
Oh yeah, I saw that too. Didn't I post that to our little group chat we have?
I believe so. I didn't read too much into it, so I don't know the full reason as to why. Yeah. I just saw that it said that Tom Holland was upset about their casting.
That, I don't know why they would, but...
It's also, okay, I'm saying they're casting, but I'm kind of putting quotes on it because it's not confirmed that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are on the project.
So
it's still rumored. Sony has not come out and said yes or no. They've just said it's unconfirmed.
So why does he not want the spotlight stolen from the previous two Spider-Mans? Or
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I don't think Andrew Garfield could really steal any, you know.
No.
I don't know, because Jared, believe it or not, there's actually a lot of people that really enjoyed Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
I mean, I'm not saying
I liked it. He was cool. But
I'm not saying he didn't do a good Spider-Man. I'm just saying he wasn't my favorite Spider-Man.
Yeah, mine either.
Man.
But that's really all I have to say. Do you guys have any questions? Any further questions?
Nah, I don't believe so.
Have you heard anything about the new Venom movie coming out?
Ooh, yeah.
I just know that it's going to be coming out next year.
Who's going to be playing the dude who gets the Carnage symbiote?
Woody Harrelson?
Okay, Woody Harrelson. Did they actually give, a name for the character he's playing, or,
Cletus Cassidy.
Cletus Cassidy? Alright.
That's actually the name of the host of the Carnage symbiote, Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah, and a little fun fact for all of you fans who did not know. I mean, Levi actually looked this up. Groot and Venom are part of the same family tree.
Ha, I see your joke there, family tree.
but still, though. So, that actually poses a further question. Is Groot a symbiote?
Okay, yeah, here's the thing. I did hear a rumor. This is just rumor. The symbiotes could be introduced in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That'd be pretty cool.
So that question might be answered.
Possibly.
The new Blade movie featuring the new Blade actor, Mahershala Ali, they are currently in search of a script writer. So they're ready. They're ready to start working on the project. They need to find someone to start working on the script.
I still think Wesley Snipes was the best Blade.
And, okay, I know I said that's all I had to contribute, but I do have one last bit of information that I think I saved for the last, that is best for last.
Alright.
It is said that Keanu Reeves wants to sign, if he signs on to play a specific character for Marvel, he wants a very big contract.
Oh yeah, didn't you tell me about this?
Do you know what character Keanu Reeves is talking about?
Can I guess, or since I already know, should I not?
I just want to see if these two can guess.
Okay.
No clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a hint. He was in the ad. I'm just kidding, though.
Keanu Reeves wants a hefty-sized Marvel contract if he signs on to play Ghost Rider.
I think he's a very good Ghost Rider.
I think he would.
The Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider is still my favorite Ghost Rider, though.
And it's still said that there is, they're still going forward with Deadpool 3.
I don't know what that was supposed to be all about.
I have no idea.
Well.
Okay, now I am officially done. On to recommendation. It's Jared.
No. Jared.
Recommendation?
Sorry, Jared. I was just going to cut you out right there.
Me? What about me, bro? I thought I was here, too.
You don't matter. Jared, as always.
Nah, I don't
know. You don't matter, Jared. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, my little topic is about some new Xbox stuff that actually came. Or is currently in production. First off, we are getting I didn't read too much into it because I'm still like I'm still trying to figure like maybe figure some stuff out. We're getting a VR headset for Xbox.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's just like the classic like black and green Xbox color, like how Xbox used to be. Not like these new, not like the new Xbox, not like the Xbox One series is like the Xbox One timeline where you can get like blue, red.
Well, mainly the new Xbox colors were green and white.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like the classic Xbox colors, like Xbox.
Xbox. Yeah, the Xbox. Original Xbox from 2000, yeah, the black and green color, and I think even the Xbox 360 did like silver and green.
The Xbox 360 originally did the black and green, but had an elite version that was silver and blue.
No, I'm talking about like as far as like the theming, because when you started up, it had the silver Xbox logo with the green.
But I'm talking about branding.
I'm talking more like on branding stuff.
Oh, well, the Elite version was an on-branding thing where it was blue instead of green, but yeah. And, I don't know if it was made by Microsoft or some company got the okay from Microsoft to do it, but they actually made an Xbox Series X fridge.
Yeah, I saw that. We've seen that, I think.
I think it's pretty cool. Like, the logo lights up and, like, it's all green on the inside.
That's what you call a gamer fridge.
I bet you paid an arm and a leg for it, though.
Oh, I wouldn't care.
That's where you'd keep all your gamer snacks. Like, that's where you keep your Mountain Dew and sandwiches and such.
You know, I actually wanted a mini fridge. I actually wanted a mini fridge in my room, but I'm not allowed.
I want a fridge in my room.
I've mentioned that I've wanted a mini fridge in my room, and my parents have pretty much told me no way, or else you'd never come out of there.
Right. Are they wrong, though, Levi?
Yeah, that's what
Mom
said.
I'd have to leave to use the bathroom.
Mom's like,
you need a bucket.
Mom and Dad were like, you don't need another reason to stay in there longer than you have. And they said, well, if you buy one, they said you'd just be out, you'd go move out on your own. I'm like, well, dang.
It's like, is a mini fridge really the deciding factor if I have to leave the house or not?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
My parents are more like, you'll just spill, like, drinks everywhere, so, no.
Bro, I already do spill drinks in my room.
Yeah,
so... You guys are clumsy.
Usually what happens is I put my drink somewhere, and then I hit my hand against it, and then I knock it off.
No, trust me, I'm clumsy. Levi's seen firsthand.
Well, I mean, I'm a bit clumsy, but it's not mainly because of me being clumsy, like, walking around and spilling a drink. It's mainly, like, me knocking it over with my hand, or, like, hitting it in my chair or something stupid. Because it's, like, on the ground, and then it's supposed to...
Levi, I see you eyeing my pillars.
When I'm walking around, though, I don't spill it.
Jared?
Yeah?
Don't ever, ever state...
Nah,
Levi,
I see you
eyeing my pillar.
Nah, I know what I said. And I'm not taking the
money back. I don't care about your morning wood, Jared.
Oh, the jokes.
Obviously, Noah, you do, because or else you wouldn't have brought it up.
He's the one that stated it.
You didn't have to say anything, though, did you?
Meanwhile,
that's
camera with his signature thing.
Yeah,
meanwhile.
Meanwhile. Yeah, I got that from Jeremy Clarkson. Just in case anyone wants to know, it's from Top Gear. Anytime it moves on to a different segment and everything that's kind of funny, it'll be like, meanwhile.
Is that like in any like old comic book series, like a narrator? He's like,
meanwhile. In the villain's hideout.
Yeah, my favorite meanwhile was... on Top Gear when they made the car train, and it's like Clarkson was like, meanwhile, and then the first thing you hear is la 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 la, penis 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 penis, it's my tannoy. A tannoy, by the way.
You ruined the effect.
A tannoy, just in case anyone's wondering, is what they call a loudspeaker in Britain. So, yeah.
Jared, I put some in front of the cave.
Did you know that, Levi? Because you're kind of the...
I was not even paying attention. Me and Jared were goofing off
with powder snow.
I was asking, do you know, like, have you ever heard, like, do you know what a tannoy is?
No.
That's what they call a broadcast thing. You know, like a loudspeaker or like one of those, bullhorn things.
Would I know what that is?
Well, you're English, like you're very interested in English stuff, so I'm pretty sure you'd come across it at some point that they call bullhorns tannoys.
Wow, you suspect that since he can do a British accent, he's good with English?
English?
Yeah.
I'd say British. Okay, first off, I'm talking about Britain, not the English language, and then the second off, you can know about a culture without really knowing their language, so... That kind of negates the point.
Unless you're me.
No, okay, anyways. Before you two get into it any further, no, Cameron, I've never heard of that before.
Well, apparently it's a British thing. Just like they call cookies biscuits, which I absolutely hate. But
risk it for a chocolate biscuit.
Okay, that's the only acceptable use.
What, my new catchphrase?
I don't know, like, honestly, a lot of the English, like, words for things, I could probably get behind. Like, I can see, like, I can call chips crisps, and I can call french fries chips.
Chips?
No. French fries are french fries, and chips are chips.
Well, I mean, I can see why they call french fries, because they surrender before anything even happens.
The only thing I can say I prefer is how they pronounce aluminum. Which is
aluminium.
Yeah, aluminium. I prefer that. I do prefer aluminium.
It makes it sound like a stronger metal than it actually is.
Yeah, literally.
What's that can made of? It's aluminium.
Aluminium.
Okay, aluminum.
Aluminum, aluminum, seriously though, aluminum sounds like you can squish it with your bare hands, which is, in most cases, you can.
Why is that even relevant? There's words that, like, sound kind of strong, but the objects that they describe are weak. Like,
what, like gold?
Yes.
Even though gold
has wealth value, though. That's why it's kind of a strong one.
I'll agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah. Okay, but it's
wealth. Okay, gold at one point had a wealth value.
I mean, gold still has a wealth value.
Why
do people tell you to invest in gold? It's because it's worth almost over $2,000 now on the market. People invest in gold and silver and land. Like, that's like the tangible assets that people tell you to invest in. And crypto,
okay, we're going off on tangents.
Although crypto, it's still got a long way to go, and I don't
understand it. We move on to the recommendations, friends.
No. Yes.
What recommendations? I don't
know. I'm the host, thank you. I'm
sitting on my brand new couch.
No, we can go to recommendations
straight
now.
From the nether.
But I don't have anything, so I'm going to let someone else go first.
Oh, I do.
What's the recommendations about?
Okay, Jared, we should have briefed you on this beforehand. Recommendation means anything you basically would recommend to the audience, like a show you've been watching recently, a movie, a video game you've been playing,
a song,
a book, a video, a song.
Just anything, really. It doesn't matter.
Anything that interests you that you think that you'd like to recommend to the audience.
Oh, you wouldn't like my recommendations.
Titties.
I know it's not a very popular game, but like Finance of Phrase, that new game's gonna be coming out sometime this year or next year.
Still something to recommend. Hey, it's awesome.
I mean, but okay, I'm gonna go off on a little bit of a rant here because Levi knows how I get about this.
Okay.
He's just like, every single Finance of Phrase game has had a theme. Like, the first one was like an old pizzeria. The second one was like a brand new refurbished pizzeria. The third one was a horror attraction, but the fourth one was supposed to be like a horror game, like an actual horror game, like scary, like sharp-toothed robots. This one, it's called Finance of Phrase Security Breach, and the theme is glam rock.
And?
Like, I don't see how that would make a very good horror. I mean, yeah, it's going to be like a horror game, but it's just like, why glam rock?
Jared, you should know that
a pizzeria this time. They're in like a mall.
Brands branch out, Jared.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, but it's like why?
They made the creep factor work in Stranger Things season 3 with it being the monster being inside the mall. Like they made it work.
But first it was like in like a shack somewhere out in the woods.
But still though, like Jared, like what I'm trying to say to you is that, like, with what you're saying is that like you had like a pizzeria, a refurbished one, and then you had the horror attraction.
He has like some child bedroom.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like kind of like I guess a brand that's like branching out into like different things.
I mean,
so yeah. and you know Scott Cawthorn is going to like load this game down with Easter eggs and stuff to find that tells like hidden lore.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And since I'm on the top of Final Fantasy Freddy's, I actually started reading my third Final Fantasy Freddy's book, Levi.
Cool. Alright, do we have any other recommendations?
Well, I was gonna say something actually. I was about to say, like, also you have to think about malls are also being abandoned all the time too. Like malls have started getting a more creepy reputation, especially like the ones that have been left behind.
Yeah.
But anyways. Next recommendation.
Alright, Noah, you said you had something?
Yes, I do. The video is gonna take Joe Biden to the old folks' home. It's a song that was made. I'm sure you guys can think of the thing. Think of the song it went to. Is the Old Town Road. So here you go.
Okay,
you're gonna play it over the speaker. I could play it on my computer if you want.
Nope, I'm leaving. Nope.
Oh.
You know, actually, Noah, you sent it to me in the messages, so I can just play it, and then they can hear it in the, if they want to listen to it later, they can.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta ask, are you guys, like, doing anything on the world anymore?
No, I just left.
No, yeah.
Alright. If that's the case, I'm just gonna save and quit the world.
Where is it? You sent it earlier. No,
yeah.
It's a wrong chat.
There's going to be a lot of things cut out of this one, I believe.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of things where we just like went off in like little rants and side tangents.
That's probably the point.
No common sense.
The whole point is to go off on random tangents.
Yeah.
Okay, where is it?
I'm sending it now, so.
Send it in your personal one, so I don't have to.
Oh, I send it in the.
Okay, it's fine. I see it.
Ooh. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Only one filter eliminates virtually all dissolved.
It's probably killing your drums, so.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
Well, yeah, I'm playing it. I'm playing it in the background, so people can watch it. Like, if you guys want to watch it later.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Biden Joe to the old folks' home, cause his mind don't even work no more. Gonna take Biden Joe to the old folks' home, cause his
It gets way funnier.
No more.
Corn popping Cadillacs, Lady Gaga's got my back. Can't remember Jack, cause my brain is melted wax. We hold these truths to be.
Okay, my brain is melted wax. Okay, I think that, like, I'll play a little bit more, and then.
Yeah, dude, go past that.
All men and women are crazy, you know the thing. Can't even remember nothing. I don't even know why I'm running. I can't even remember nothing.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
If there's no teleprompter, I begin to stutter. Blonde leg hairs in the water. Can I sniff your daughter?
Where did you want me to end it at? Because I'm at 104.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
They get the gist of it. They want to listen to the rest. You can look it in the description or.
Yeah, you know. I'll link it.
I just thought it was pretty funny, so.
All right.
You know what I think is pretty funny?
What?
How, like, some people can, like, skip a stone, like, so many times. But then someone else goes like, oh yeah, that's pretty fun, let me try. They automatically fail.
Yeah. Side tangent.
I feel like it's pretty funny.
another no common sense side tangent, everyone. Alright, Levi, do you have a recommendation?
I do have a recommendation for this week.
Cool.
And Jared has already heard me talk about this enough, but...
Possibly.
I'm going to recommend the new series on Hulu by Marvel and Hulu called Hellstrom.
Mm-hmm.
It is a limited series so far. It's only going to get one season, but I'm really hoping it can get a second season because it really deserves it. It's a much darker look at a Marvel-themed show about demons, and it's like a horror Marvel series. I won't get too much into details if anyone decides to watch it. I think it's a good watch. It has 10 episodes, one full season. It tells the story well, and the ending leaves off towards a possible second season. And I really hope that it can get enough support to get a second season.
Okay, now I gotta figure out...
It was one of the final shows to be made by Marvel TV before it got cut off and like merged back into Marvel Studios.
Let me see. I'm trying to see if I've got something I can recommend. I'll go ahead and just give a kind of tepid recommendation because I'm trying to look through stuff and, you know, I'm not really finding anything in my YouTube feed. So I'm just going to recommend a CinemaSins video. I'm going to recommend Everything Wrong with Cars in 16 minutes
or less. I've seen that video. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So that's my recommendation. CinemaSins, Everything Wrong with Cars in 16 minutes or less. There you go.
Yep. Alrighty.
Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. I think we're going to have another survival. Is it this coming out this weekend? Well, actually, no. It wouldn't be this weekend.
No, it's not this. It's next weekend.
Okay. What day is that?
That is the...
A good question.
14th.
Okay, so on November 14th, we're going to have another Nether survival video. I think it'll be pretty good. You know, we need more YouTube views, so please check out our channel, please.
Yeah, because it's getting kind of disappointing.
Yeah, our podcast does way better than our YouTube channel. Even though, honestly, I've been kind of bad with the links, like putting the links in our podcast descriptions. So I've kind of, I've got them now, so I'm just going to start copying and pasting them. So, you know.
Basically, go check out our YouTube channel. Like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, and just enjoy our content.
Hit that bell.
Don't be noobs.
That bell.
I think also soon we might be trying to do like a radio skit kind of thing on this. I don't know when that's going to come about. Like, we got characters called the off-brands.
And we can get more in depth of that. Actually, what do you say? We're going to have a segment on our podcast every once in a while about it.
No, I'm talking about more like an episode like that comes out like on, I don't know, Saturday or something that might be like a kind of like a skit every once in a while. It won't be every week or anything, but.
It'll just be whatever we feel like it, pretty much.
But when would you guys record that? Because I can't do Saturdays.
No. That's when it'll be uploaded.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I need like a little heads up so I can like mentally prepare myself.
Yeah. Do you want to give your guys' superhero names?
I think it should wait.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't really mentioned it too much on YouTube either, I'm pretty sure. Well,
no.
Just a little bit, I think, but yeah, I think. It's not. We haven't like really done anything in character yet.
So. Yeah, yeah.
We need to, but you know.
Yeah, and I think it'll be soon.
Yeah.
And my character name is stupid. Thanks, guys.
You're the one that partially came up with it.
Yeah, but you're like, it's your name now. And it's stuck. And it's stuck.
You can change it at a later date if you so choose.
I think it's so dumb that it should probably just stay.
But no, you want to call it dumb names. My name is dumb.
Yeah. Well, before we say accident. Before we say them on accident, we're going to go ahead and leave it there. So if you did enjoy the podcast, you know, give it some ratings. Yeah.
God, my teammates are off. No, not you. No, you got them. I know.
All right.
Anyway,
I joined
guys.
In the late game.
We will. I can't really say we'll see you in the next episode, but you'll hear from us in the next episode.
Yeah.
We might be ghosts. We might be here in corporeal form. All right. So, cue the outro.
Whoa.
Thank you for listening to No Common Sense. If you enjoyed this insanity, then please give us a 5-star review. You can find this podcast on many platforms. Just search for No Common Sense. See you in 2 weeks.